Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. Yeah, that song is one of my best recently discovered hymns, songs. I really am so blessed by it. And if you listen to the last stanza that we sang again and again, I want everybody to pay attention to that. He said that there's no power of hell, no scheme of man that can snatch me away from his hands. That Jesus commands my destiny from the beginning to the end. I'm going to walk, he said, till he returns or he calls me home. He said that I would be here in the power of Christ. I stand. And that's one thing I want to start with this evening, to just emphasize that to us again as Christians. Like was announced, I don't know what else in the morning we announced, but this evening session is supposed to be mostly a prayer session, and that's what we did. We began praying. I do not wish to speak for too long, even though I end up doing that a lot of times. Okay. But that's not my desire. My desire is that we'll be able to stand together and declare God's word. Prayer is not asking and asking and asking and asking. Let's explain that. Prayer is not just I stand up and I'm asking God, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. No, prayer, this is the foundation of prayer. Let me just explain it. This is the foundation of prayer. This is how it is. God is in the heavens. He made the earth and he took the earth and gave to man. Do you understand? What that means, therefore, is that before he can do anything on the earth, what that means is that before he can do anything on this earth, he needs the permission, two things, the permission and the cooperation of man. That's the meaning, that's the foundation for prayer. Let me just explain it again. God made the earth, he gave it to man. He said, you are in charge, you have the power. He said, have dominion here. And if God himself wants to do anything on the earth, he needs the authority of the people on this earth to cooperate with what he wants to do. Listen to me. If mankind is determined to do something, God has to use manipulations of spiritual principles to get them not to be able to do it. That's just the way it works. If he's determined to do something, if we all agree, and you saw in the Tower of Babel, he said, whatever they agree concerning, will not be able to stop them from doing it. So God said, what I can do is to come down and make them disagree amongst themselves so that the authority will not have a unidirectional effect. They'll be scattered and diffused all over the place. If God wants man to walk, if God wants to do something on the earth, he needs us on this earth to walk with him. Let me quickly say something. There's something that was popular in some teachings those days. I believe them those days, but I haven't studied the scriptures myself over years. I realized that it needs a bit of modification. You see that when Adam sinned, he gave the authority of the earth over to the devil. Have you heard that before? Yes. Yeah, you know, the truth is that it's not totally accurate. Let me explain what they say. Man still has authority till today. You can only give it, periodically, one after the other. That's why Satan keeps fighting for it. That's why he came to Jesus and started negotiating. That's what he does. He wants to steal each person's authority. It is not as if one single sin, because of that single sin, Adam had now lost it entirely. No. If one day Adam got up and said, no, this way, look, Satan, move away. You can't have the right here. You know, Satan will move back. He said, can you prove that? I'll tell you. That's why God never went to Satan to take permission to do anything on the earth. If Satan had the authority, won't God have to go to him to ask for permission? But God never did that. But he always came to man. He said, when did he do that? Anytime he wants to do something, he comes to somebody and starts talking to the person. He talks to Noah. Are you getting my point? He talks to Abraham. He talks to people along the line. That's why he will come and say to the woman, this is the will of God. That's Mary now. And you will conceive, you will have a son. Why does God do that? Because if Mary did not say yes, forget it. She's not conceiving and she's not having a son. He just said to him, this angel, better go and get your navigation correct. They sent you somewhere. You are coming down here. And that's the end of it. God has to talk to us why he needs our cooperation. It's not that Adam sinned one sin and that's the end of it. everything that belongs to the devil. No, 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 no. It doesn't work like that. That's why, like, I can only like to give us an example. David, when he was king in Israel, the devil couldn't come, raise his shoulder and say, I control this land. Why? Because David yielded his power and his authority to the Lord. Each person has the right to yield his power and his authority to whosoever he wishes. If you go and read that Revelation, I think chapter 17, he said that there were 10 kings and they gave their power and their authority to the beast. He said, but there are the kings and the lords that are with the Lord Jesus. He said, they are the called, the chosen, and the faithful. They give their own power and their authority, we can deduce from that reading, they give to the Lord Jesus. And that's why he will overcome the beast. That's the way it works. So each one of us, we have authority on the earth. I always give an example as a parent, okay? I mean, as a father in a house, and my wife too, a parent, we have the authority over our household. We decide what comes in, we decide what does not come in. The parents are the gatekeepers. They have the authority in that house. It's what they allow or what they disallow that happens. Are you getting my point? The only problem is sometimes that people think that it's just by shouting, I disallow this or I allow this. No, it's beyond that. You disallow or allow two ways. One, through your words, the words you speak. Two, through your own behavior. Do you understand? Through your own actions, through your own works of righteousness or vice versa, that is opposite, the works of iniquity. You also allow. Of course, when you offer prayers to God, you are also keeping the door of your home. That's how it is. So as a race of people, we have authority on the earth. And within that, we have several divisions. There are nations, there are states, there are entities like, there are different spheres of influence like commerce, ministry, stuff like that, government. Each one, people have authority over them. It's very important. I was talking about prayer is. So what this is what prayer is. Prayer is when I take my authority that God has given me as an example over my home and I give it to God to do what he wants to do in my home. Then that is what we call prayer. So how do I do that? I take the word of God, which is his will. I put it upon my lips and I begin to declare those words. That is what prayer is. Prayer is not, you see, people look at it as if every time I'm just trying to ask God for something. That is one part of prayer. But Paul said, pray without ceasing. Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to get tired. Now, these are the things that the Lord said about prayer. So it's a constant thing. It's a continual thing. So God is not expecting that every time I'm always having a need, you know, that I want met. No, every time there's a need that God has that needs to be met. What is that need? His will, which is recorded in heaven, must be done on the earth. Without God, without us agreeing that God should do his will on the earth, it cannot be done. So what is prayer? Every time I say what God wants to do in heaven, I'm saying to him, do it on the earth. Just like Mary said, you know, that's one very powerful prayer she prayed. People did not realize that a lot of times, okay? We didn't realize it. Mary said that, let it be unto me according to your word. That's a prayer. It's a prayer of yielding. It's a prayer of agreement with God. It's a prayer of saying, God, your will be done in my life as it is recorded in heaven, as it is predetermined in heaven, and has been declared by this angel that you have said to me. That is prayer. So when she said, let your will be done in my life, it wasn't just a resignation. That was a prayer. And God needed to hear that for the son to be conceived in her womb. Are you getting my point here? So what is prayer? Prayer is that I take the word of God, I hear it, I learn it, and then I issue forth authority to that word for it to be executed on the earth. Do you follow my point? For example, let's say we're praying earlier for our country. The country is our own. What Satan does is that he tries to negotiate the authority away from us. And even though he has the authority, all right, negotiated, he still needs a human being to execute it. What I mean is this. What he can do is this. He will say to you, to somebody, your country is a useless country. Then that is his will. You must understand that Satan has his own will also. He has his will. And many people, they are so busy praying against the will of Satan, they don't realize that you cannot directly pray against the will of Satan. You can only directly pray the will of God into your own life. I don't know whether you're getting my point here. You will not say, Satan, you cannot do anything here. Nature abhors a vacuum, we are told. Something else must be done. But if you pray the will of God into that situation, Satan's will is automatically suspended. So you come and say your country is a useless country. Then you've been to social media. You just amongst yourselves. You've been to beer palace. You sit down there. Everybody's talking. This country is useless. Nothing good can come out of this country. Now, they don't realize it, but it is prayer they are uttering. But this time around, what are they doing? They are confirming the will of Satan in the environment. Now, this country is going to scatter. Now, nothing can do. Now, forget it. But they don't know that what they are doing is that they are confirming the will of Satan in the environment. Every time they open their mouth and speak like that, even though they think they are talking to each other. That's another thing about prayer we should bear in mind. Prayer is not only when we come to church. If we are talking to one another, it is prayer. If you listen to our series, they are online now. The one we finished in Enugu, Help in His Word, which we finished last year. Okay? One last one. The last one in the series is titled Our Conversation, A New Dimension to Prayer. Do you realize that if you and I are talking, we are praying? And we think we are talking. The other day, my wife and I were in the house. We're describing a lot of, bad things that have happened to people, She was asking me medical questions that I kept on explaining and explaining. So by the time we finished, I have a small rule. I will not end it with bad stories. I end it with what? Good stories. I started saying that, that's one thing I like about the word of God. Then I started discussing God's word. This man, doctor said this, this, and this, but he did not believe them. He declared the word of God. He accepted what God has said. Look at what happened. I will tell as many stories as possible to build up faith in the home. Because if you say too many negative things, fear is what you are building. And by discussing and magnifying what God is doing, we are actually praying. Let me say something, all right? It's interesting. Jesus said, men ought always to pray. Always. And when they wake up in the morning, they are praying. When they enter the bathroom, they are praying. When they are about to eat, they are praying. While they are eating, they are praying. When they finish eating, they are still praying. When they are washing their hands, they are praying. Then how do they pray like that all the time? Is it every time they want to eat? Father, we thank you for this food in Jesus' name. That is prayer, right? Good. We all accept that. Then while they are eating, the conversation over the food is prayer. But that's where a lot of people miss it. This one I'm not going to make. They come to church, let us pray for the country. We raise our hands. Or the one that's most important for my discussion now, let us worship God. Then we call him all kinds of names. Strange names. Names that we don't understand. We call him those names. We call him Hebrew names. The one that makes me laugh. Say, the Lord that dwells in light, unapproachable. Now, this is truth, eh? That's Bible. Okay? Except that the person saying it, he does not know the light that can be approached, the one that cannot be approached. And listen, God doesn't just hear your words. He sees what those words communicate. He said, the flesh profits nothing. It's the spirit that gives life. The words that we are speaking, it's what they are transmitting that God is hearing. You see where I'm going? Oh, God that created the universe. Okay, that one makes sense. Then according to one man that listens to, very funny. He said, one man, when he comes to church, this is a pastor talking, Kenneth Hagin actually. He said, one man in the church does this. When they come to church, he said, sing my song. That song that said, God that can raise, pass through many mountains, created the earth. I've forgotten the song now exactly. The man likes the song, they'll sing it a lot. That by my faith, I can run through a troop, I can leap over a wall. So then the man will get home. The song will say, I think I need new shoes to go to school with. The man will shout, what do you mean? Do you think I'm made of money? He said, look at this man that said he can jump over many walls. His God is strong. Then he trips over a pair of shoes. And that's because we don't realize that when you're speaking at home, you're also praying. We come to church, we worship God, call him all kinds of names. Then we have a little problem in the office. We don't remember his God. Then we come back for service in the evening, lift up those hands. Jehovah is your name, mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. Then you go to work next day. There's a small problem. Jehovah is not his name right now. It's only when he's in church. Mighty warrior, not great in the battle in this office. No, we don't call him into those circumstances. And that's where we miss it. We don't realize that prayer is all the time. Prayer is not just when you come to church and raise your hands. It is all the time. It is all the time. When we are giving God thanks, we're not just, that is for food now. We're not just doing it mechanically. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's eat. No. We really are appreciative. Lord, I thank you. Like the way my wife and I do with our kids. We've not done that in a while, but that's how we started training them. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this food in Jesus' name. Okay, they may eat. Then later on, you just start discussing. Who gives us food to eat? The children have learned. You don't mention the name of the auntie that cooked, or the mommy that arranged something, or daddy that brought money. No, they've been taught to understand that all these people are instruments in the hands of God. So you have food on the table. It is, Father, we thank you. You are the one that sent the food. It's constant praying. Now listen to me. If you create that habit, when there is no food, you will mention the same name again, the Lord that sent food, and food will appear. Are you getting my point? I want to emphasize the fact that prayer is constant. You can't worship God that is a mighty warrior in church. Then you go to work, there is more trouble. You don't remember. You have taken the glory away from him. We talk something like, if I lose this job, my own is finished. You are saying that Jesus does not control my destiny. This job does. Are you getting my point here? It's important we understand all of these things. So back to the issue of praying for a country like ours. Remember, prayer is when we take the word of God and declare that word with the authority he has given us. God has a will. That will is not done automatically. If the will was done automatically, Jesus would not have given us as a prayer point. He would not have said, pray like this, thy will be done. And when we say the will of God be done, please, we don't mean God, anything you like, do. No, that's not what it means. What it means is that which you have written. Now, let me say what I mean by it. Not anything we like. You know, sometimes we say, we don't know. Let God do his will. It's like we are resigning, resignation. We don't have any power. But when we say the will of God be done, usually his will is revealed. Let me explain what I mean. Say, like a country like ours, what do we want to pray for the country? We will open our mouth and say that, Lord, let truth prevail. The will of God be done. What we are saying the will of God be done is truth will prevail in the name of Jesus. Why? It's written in scriptures like that. He said God does not want anyone to perish, but that for every person to come to what? The repentance, the knowledge of the truth. So when we pray for the country, that is the will of God. We start declaring it. The truth will be spread. How would they be here? And how would they believe unless they hear? How would they hear unless there's a preacher? How would they preach unless they are sent? So without saying, will of God be done in Nigeria, what does that mean? We are saying to the Lord, send laborers into the harvest field. Why? Jesus said, pray like this. He said, the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. So you pray like this, that beseech the Lord of the harvest, that he will send laborers into the harvest field. So God's desire, we know, is that there will be laborers in the harvest field. So we start praying, Lord, move them into the harvest. That's the will of God. And God will not do that except we open our mouth and speak thus. One of the worst prayers of accusation that has gone. Remember, everybody has power. It's the amount of power they have and who they have it with that matters. What do I mean? Unbelievers too. Their words have power. But because we know the word of God and we align with God, we release a greater amount of power. One of the worst things that they have released into the atmosphere in Nigeria is this they used to say all the time. Divide the country, divide the country. People don't realize it's prayer to Satan. It's invoking the name of Satan in the environment. Divide the country, divide the country. You are not wishing, you are praying. Prayer is spiritual, you know, manipulation. You are saying, this be done, this be done, this be done. So people gathered in beer parlor and said, divide this country. And you ask Christians, why are you saying they should divide it? They think so that they will cut away the core Muslim north. Are you getting my point? And then there will be peace in the south. Do I need to tell you, that's foolish talk. What did I call it, please? Foolish. Very foolish talk. Let me prove it to you so that you will never say it again. One, I go to preach in different parts of this country. Two areas up north that I have gone to preach is Kaduna and Sokoto. I have never needed a visa to go to any of these two places. When you divide the country, what happens next? I need arrangement. I need ECOWAS papers. And I need to start discussing with people to cross the border to go and preach
in what will now be a Muslim country. Is that the kind of statement that should come out from somebody who believes that the gospel must be spread to the ends of the earth? If you really believe it, you say, join Iraq to Nigeria, it will be easier to evangelize. Yeah, as a matter of fact, if tomorrow Mali is suddenly part of Nigeria, look, whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not, Nigeria army is not Christian, it's not Muslim. I hope you're getting my point. So if you get to a place and say, okay, let's start killing Christians, whether the federal government likes it or not, they must move Nigeria army there to go and defend. Last year, the president finally approved. Now there's a military cantonment in southern Kaduna. You know that. So that, okay. So is it because soldiers are far? Don't worry. We'll put open barracks inside the place. So before trouble starts, we'll just be 5 minutes away. It's because it's one country. One of my colleagues said that, all those who are shouting, divide. They don't know what they're saying. He used to live in Kebbi. He's a man from the east anyway. And he said, there are places that exist today only because Nigeria is one country. Because you find an enclave of at least nominal Christians, people who say they are Christians, surrounded totally by Muslims. He said those guys will be erased in one day, were it not that Nigeria is one country. If you try it, federal government will send soldiers there and they will stop the fight. You will kill a few people, but that's as far as you go. See why Christians, you have to know the kind of things you are saying with your mouth. You are making some place unreachable. You are telling and who gave you the impression that you don't have Christians all over the place? Are you getting my point? You do have Christians all over the place. So you cannot open your mouth and say, make it more difficult to advance the gospel. You cannot open your mouth and say, make it more difficult for me to preach. And every day we start praying that the gospel will reach from the left to the right. All right, that is from the east to the west, from the north to the south. And some people open their mouth and say, divide this country. They are praying, they don't realize it. And many so-called Christians will join Satan in analyzing what is going on in the country and be praying, say to Satan, thy will be done. What is God's will? It's things that are recorded in scripture for us. What is God's will? God says very clearly, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Why would I open my mouth and say, cut a portion and give to Satan? Why would I say that? So when I'm praying, what do? I constantly declare what God has said is his will. That is prayer. Even when I'm gisting with people, he said you should pray for kings and for those who are in authority. Is that not what he said? So when you want to pray for them, many Christians come to church, they lift their hands, they say they are praying for the country, the rulers of the country. Then they sit down in their homes and say, this is Buhari man. They open their mouth and cancel every prayer they have prayed. Listen, prayer is continual. Let me tell you something. There are disciplines that come into your life when you get involved in some spiritual activities. Really. There are disciplines. Your body wants to criticize the government. Your prayer will say you can't. People sometimes say, are you saying we cannot criticize the government? Yes, that is what I said. Because every time you open your mouth, it's spiritual forces you are releasing. So, if you don't like something the government is doing, what do? You get on your knees and continue to pray. When you are going to make conversations with people, you say, we thank God that he knows what he's doing. He will direct the rulers to do what is right. You know, if we all say that, they will do what is right. Because they like to do it, no. But because a spiritual force will possess them and they will be compelled to do it. But what happens is that most times, God looking for Christians to pray, he can't find. One of the greatest lessons I've learned as a Christian is that God finds some things hard to find. You just assume that if you don't go, God will send somebody else. God says it needs to find people is easy. He said, are you sure? It's not in your Bible. He said it with his own mouth. Four cities, at least four towns. One called Sodom, another called Gomorrah. And two other ones. God said, let us go and look for 10 righteous people. Do you know he could not find? less than 3 per town he could not find. He said, I sought for how many men?
One.
In a whole nation. Once he stood, who shall I send? Who will go for us? Isaiah looked to the left, looked to the right. Nobody said anything. Then he shouted, here I am, send me. If Isaiah didn't speak, you'll be surprised God won't find somebody else. If you think finding people is easy for God, forget it. It's not always easy. In fact, it's hardly easy. So you'll be surprised that you have a country that has nothing less than 60, 70, or 80 million so-called Christians. And God said, find me 10 people that are praying. You'll be hard. Now you see church, crossover service. They will be full. You don't know where they are crossing to, but the place will be full. Some people came to watch fireworks. Some just have this funny belief that if I'm not in church on the first, the year will not be good. You know, me, I don't even know where I really am on the first. I don't know. Anywhere first meets me, first met me there. Many times I have woken up and it's first. That is, I was sleeping. That's why I view. Most of the times I'm in my house, 31st. You know why? Because I know seasons don't change because a new date has come. That's my reason. I don't bother. And many people who are my friends and we talk to each other in ministry matter, 31st, they don't even do church service. One brother, I told the church members, the things I've taught you this year, go and learn it. Go and practice it. Go and revise your notes. He closed the church. Last 2 weeks of the year, church was closed. Everybody reconvened. Second week of January. Crossover. Never that go and crossover with your wife and your children. Just leave me alone. But you see, people gather. Everywhere is full. But God said, listen, they were 20,000. I couldn't find one sincere prayer for their country. Say, Lord, what do you mean? I said, all right, good. First, let's see what they are praying. Out of the 20,000, he finds 1,000 that are saying what is right. He now takes you to those same people on Monday morning in their offices. And you will see them canceling the very things they claim they prayed about. The Lord said, so what do you want me to do? He said, nobody's praying. I sought for one person I have not found. Thank God. I hope it's not that bad. But believe me, there are fewer than you think. I'm not saying this to discourage you. I'm saying it to enlist you. Do you get my point? Yeah, I'm not saying it to discourage you. I'm saying it to enlist you. Like I said, when you get involved in certain disciplines spiritually, there are certain activities. There are disciplines that are conferred upon you. The government is doing what you think is wrong, and God forbids you from talking. Let me tell you something. Say, but if you see what is wrong, you must talk now. As a Christian, you stand behind the truth. You know? Do you know truth? Pilate looked at Jesus and said, what is truth? Do you know what truth is? Just by the way, truth is a person. As a Christian, you stand behind Jesus all the time. Are you getting my point? That's what you do, okay? But when people are saying, stand behind the truth, let me tell you the truth. If you go and read your Bible there, when the people of Israel complained, I hope you know they had valid things to complain about. Driving from Enugu to Makurdi, we can complain. Those of us that come from Enugu to come and preach here. Because the road sometimes does, you know what they call Jangilova? Jangilova in those days. But you know what we are doing? Coming, you know what we do? We turn it to laughter. We make it a joke. You see at the back of our car? When tall reverend turns like this, the one driving, all those on the car, they will just slide to the other side. So I told them, hold the hand support now. We'll be laughing about it. But, you know, God forbid that we should open our mouths and say, which kind of nonsense country is this? If we open our mouths and say that, this is the word of the Lord, he said, you will perish in the wilderness. Those that murmured perish in the wilderness. That's what God said. So you know how I look at it? I will say, thank God there's a road to drive on. This afternoon, I just checked my news again. And one bomb blast in Afghanistan has killed 100 people, most of them passers-by on the road. One blast. So I thank God that, see, all we have to do is go into the ditch and come out. The ditch has never exploded. Do you get my point? Yeah, the ditch does not explode. Every time we see military or police checkpoint, we thank God. Why? As long as they are there, no other troublemaker is coming to that spot. Some people say, look how confident is this one. Look at so much military presence, so much police presence. Insecurity is everywhere. You are seeing police and soldiers, you are seeing security everywhere. Let me remove them first. You know, people will read things upside down. That's what we're talking about. No country moves forward with this number of soldiers on the road. Soldiers are supposed to be in the back. They'll be talking and talking, you'll be looking at them like this. Was it not something that made them bring the soldier to this place? Don't you feel safer by flesh now when you see them? Just give God thanks. Because if you were in Afghanistan, you won't know whether that soldier is real or false. So, bad road? No, not from my mouth. I laugh about it. I thank God for it. Even if the road cuts in two and we can't come to Makurdi that day, we simply say, well, the Lord doesn't want us to go to the blessed be the name of the Lord. Murmuring, grumbling is forbidden from the mouth of Christians. If at the end of the month you collect a salary that is not enough, humanly speaking, you don't say to that God, this money is not enough. Do you hear what I said? There are things you don't say, hey God, I pray you get what I'm saying. There are statements you don't make. Say, God, look at it. How much is this? This money is not enough. What can somebody do with this money? God will look at you and say, okay, let's get it right. So money is God in your life. The all-sufficient money. So know what God says? Anytime you get money, you look at it and say, Lord, I thank you. Just start like that, stop like that, leave it there, and start spending it. Give the portion you're supposed to give. You know, you start with giving. I hope you know that's how money is. You start with giving. That's the principle of first fruits. People say, January, collect your whole salary, carry it to church. It's your money, not my own. So are you getting my point? You can do anything you like with it. But if God command that, nah, he never did any such commandment. Now in Nigeria, they Bible. You say, what do you mean by that? Americans will give first week salary. You will give first month. Is it fair? Is this the first income for the year? Is that not what they said? America gets 1 week salary. And for the man who trades in the market, one day. Just by the way, first fruit is anything you like. Just make sure it's the first expenditure. And it's not a yearly thing. It's every time harvest comes. For those who earn salaries, harvest is every month. For daily paid workers, harvest is every day. For those who declare dividends in their own business to themselves, every quarter, harvest is every quarter. And for those who earn money at random times is harvest. You say, what is first fruit there for? Is God just teaching you that there is seed for the sower and bread for food. Anytime you want to you earn money, remember, giving is should be first in your mind. That just by the way. No, okay, January, I gather all my salary. Anyway, the Lord is good. Like I was saying, now, talking about, what was I trying to say now? Hey. Oh, before I went into the matter of first fruit now. Okay, so, when you get the money, prayer, that's thanksgiving is first. You start by spending on your giving. You spend on what you need. You just spend as, and every time you keep giving thanks. Even if the money doesn't go far, you keep giving thanks. You don't grumble one day. People who murmur, listen,
Listen, if you have a wife, you have kids, you have four or five of them, that is the children, and you're following Moses, and your son talks you, that day I'm thirsty. And the other one said, me too. And the next one said, that day I'm thirsty and hungry. And your wife says, honey, the children are hungry and they are thirsty. You two will look at Moses and say, Oga, my wife, my children, they are thirsty and hungry. Where is your food in the wilderness? You will ask Moses. I hope you know that. So when those people went to Moses to talk, don't think they were stupid people. They had good reasons. But did that justify them? No. God said they murmured in the wilderness. They murmured against Moses and they died in the wilderness. So many of the murmurings we have against the president, against the federal government, against our governors, against our salaries, against the roads, against the country, is killing us in the wilderness we don't know. It is killing us. What should be in your mouth? Thanksgiving. So what kind of government is this? Say, Lord, thank you there is a government. For if you go to Somalia, you will understand. There was a time in Libya, there are like four governments. And one government that was supported by UN, their parliament, at least the lawmakers, they were meeting on a boat. You say, why on a boat? Because that was the only safe place. So they packed them onto a small ship, pushed the ship to the center of the waters, and they surrounded the ship, at least their safety. Parliament meeting in the boat. Which means they can't go home after the meeting. Everybody go to your cabin. We continue deliberation tomorrow. And whatever decision you make, those on land are not even listening to you. They are shooting you when you come out. At least you have a government. And believe me, bad government is 100,000 times better than no government at all. Trust me. Trust me. There's enough to give God thanks for. So constantly, prayer is not just when I come to church and leave. No. Prayer is when I've left church. Prayer is when I get home. Prayer is when I'm not even praying. Are you getting my point? When I'm not praying, I'm still praying. I'm speaking about a country like mine. I'm praying. And that's why I said the discipline, that involvement in certain spiritual activity confers upon you. Ha! It's serious. And then they start discussing how bad the government is. Your friends will just notice that you don't talk. Because you don't want to argue with anybody. You don't talk. Once I was in school, this really happened. As a second, third year student, we do what they call second MB in the College of Medicine. And there are three subjects, anatomy, physiology, and biochemistry. Exam was approaching after three semesters. So I did not like biochemistry. I thought it was very volatile. Once you read it, you forget. Are you getting my point? You know, there are things like that. You read in the morning. By evening, they say, what did you read? You say, I thought I read. You can't even remember the subject again because it in so disappeared. So for that reason, I didn't used to read it. I had three subjects, anatomy, physiology, and biochemistry. I used to read my anatomy and my physiology very well. And I was a good Bible student, so I read my Bible too all the time. But this one, I did not read. Why? It was uninteresting. But the exam was approaching, so I went to the Lord to pray. I said, Lord, you know I have to pass these three subjects. You are very aware of that fact. You know that I don't like this one, I don't read it. Okay, let's do it like this. Help me. You know, there are things that you just know without the Holy Spirit saying, you know, people say, the Lord spoke to me, the Lord didn't tell me anything. I just knew that common spiritual sense says that as a student, you must read that subject. You want the Lord to help you. I didn't need, therefore, abandon you and say, God will help me. No, I had to discipline myself to study it. So, while praying, I said to the Lord, I will give you this appropriate time in my reading schedule. And then, I know it was the Holy Spirit prompted in my mind. Don't ever open your mouth again to say it is volatile. Now, why am I talking about it? That night, I finished praying. I went to class. I sat down. As soon as I sat, Satan possessed the guy next to me. I know the first thing he said, now, wow, this biochemistry is volatile. You know, when you say, get behind me, Satan, that was the day I understood why Jesus had to say that.
I looked at the fellow. He looked like he was possessed of a satanic spirit. I couldn't shout on him, "Get behind me, Satan." So I just replied him with the commitment I just made to the Lord now. I said, "Biochemistry is not volatile." I said it once. I turned to him again. I said, "Biochemistry is not volatile." No, I was not done. As the Lord lives, I'm telling you the truth. I turned to him the third time. I said, "Biochemistry is not volatile." For you to know what I was doing was ridiculous. He turned to me and said, "Uh-uh." Like, what is all of this now? But you see, he didn't understand that certain spiritual activities were going on and that to impose upon me certain disciplines. That's the discipline I'm talking about. I'm talking about prayer. So, just to complete that testimony, I've shared it many times. Do you know how God solved it for me? The day of the exam, we're supposed to answer 5 questions. 4 I read. 3 I read before walking in. I was see, and you know what? It's so striking that that was in 1988. That would be 30 years this year. I still remember those 4 questions till today. It was striking. I just sat down that day. We did our MCQs in the morning, afternoon essay. So I went to the hostel. Then as I was lying there, I was just giving thanks and praying. Something in me just said, "You have not read, you've not revised the novel synthesis of cholesterol." So I got up, opened the book, went to it, went through it. As soon as I was done, I said, "What about metabolism of isoleucine?" To tell you how I remember it, I flipped over there and read it. Then the third one just escaped my mind now. The other one just came, "What about this one?" I flipped over it. Okay, yeah, biochemistry of muscular contraction. I just flipped over it and read it. And the night before, there was only one thing I read. Synaptic transmission, the biochemistry. The night before, I went into the exam. 5 questions to answer. 4 that I just told you now were listed there, one after the other. That's how God confirmed that that spiritual discipline was important. And I remembered everything this time around. Everything I remembered, it was coming out by itself. I had 3 hours to write. 2 hours, 15 minutes, I was done. Ah, I said, "No, something is wrong. It can't be this simple." I started again. I went through it. At the end of the day, 15 minutes it took me to go through everything. I said, "I can't see anything that's missing." 2 hours, 30 minutes. I got up, went to the, "You're done?" "Yes, sir, I'm done." And I wasn't done because there are students who are done because they don't have anything in their head. So I was done because my papers were full. That was how God helped me in that exam. I'm talking about spiritual discipline. What was it? You don't open your mouth and say this, something against what you believed. I'm believing God for a beautiful life for my children. They will be excellent. No matter what they do, I speak positive words for them. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help you. The Lord will lift you up. Favor will come to you. Wherever you go, even if your parents are not there, people will come to you and help you. You will be the head, you will not be the tail. And you know, children, they will behave like tails a lot of times. But I will not change my mind. I won't change my mouth. I will keep expecting something great for them. No matter what they are doing now, I keep expecting that. It's a spiritual discipline. So if I'm going to gist anything about my kids, I tell you things that are funny or that are excellent about them. As for bad things, no. I won't amplify it. Because you see, faith is important. If there's no faith in your heart, God cannot do what he wants to do for you. When the Son of Man returns, will he find faith upon the earth? So you always have to do things that amplify your faith. And I found out from reading my Bible that Paul didn't used to pray when he didn't have something to encourage his faith. Go and see it. He'll say, "Since I heard of your faith, your love, I have not ceased to pray for you." He first heard a report. So what you do there, you grab one little report and amplify that report. It boosts faith in your heart. If you see a negative thing, you speak against that one until it goes down. You take a little thing that's positive, you amplify it in your heart. Because it boosts faith. Faith needs to be boosted. You are in chat groups where people are always telling you every negative thing happening in the country. Please pull yourself out if you can't handle it. My classmate, they formed the chat group. I'm a member, still there. They knew now, I was a fighter. One of my classmates is abroad. You tell me this anarchic country you people are living in. I say, shame on you. This anarchic country gave you a degree in medicine. You are using it to work like a slave for the Oyinbo man now, and you are opening your mouth. I will abuse him thoroughly. No, they know me now. One day I didn't talk. One of my guys called me and said, you have not answered your friend in a long time. When he says something negative about Nigeria, the way I fight him, I said, look at your problem. I said, it's inferiority complex. You are frustrated. I said, when your woman will look down his nose at you. I said, it makes you feel bad. So every day you have to try and make the rest of us feel bad. I said, we are happy. We are happy. One day somebody sent this picture, the National Board for Education, and the board was spelled wrongly. Instead of, you know, B-O-A-R-D, it was written B-A-O-R-D. So he said, Board of Education cannot even spell board. I said, no, Allah. This guy, I'm going to deal with you. I went online, trust me. I just put misspelled signs in UK. Of course, you know Google knows everything. The only person that knows more than Google is God. I just went to images.google.com. I pulled them down by their thorns. I selected like 5 good ones. I said, I fired them off. In fact, one lady said, Funky, where did you get these things from? I said, my sister, don't worry. Let me handle this guy first. I said, you say Nigerians. I said, in your country, they invented the language. The language is their own. They can't spell it. The way I rise in defense, when they start abusing the government, hey, trust me, I'm there. One day they say that they did Operation Python Dance against some boys who are just trying to protest. That meanwhile, in the north, they did Lafia Dole, which means peace by force. Python Dance is Python is dancing. I said, my friend, are you aware that Lafia Dole was going side by side with Operation, what do you call it? Ruahuta. Those of you speak Hausa, Rain of Fire. The way I'll come to the defense for the president, they say, oh boy, are you a Buhari Din? I say, I'm doing my spiritual duty. Did you vote for him? I did not. I said, but it's my spiritual duty. Why are you talking like this? As Christians, I said, listen. The number of critics like you, there are plenty. I told them, I said, people speaking like me, we are a handful. I will not join you people, you know, deplete our ranks and swell your own ranks of negativity. These are spiritual battles we are fighting. And people had visions and they told me about them. That the church was firing arrows into the back of the president, thereby incapacitating him. And when he can't do something, they say he did not do anything. Listen, as a believer, spiritual disciplines, you will discipline yourself. You will see what is wrong, negative like this. You say, comment. No. You won't say anything? No, I'm not saying anything. There's no water in this wilderness. The Lord brought us from Egypt. There are giants in the promised land. There's good fruit there too. No, that's how we talk. But the promised land has giants. The promised land has good fruit. See, have you seen that kind of grape before? So maybe it's the kind of grape that made those giants big, sir. Let's go and eat it. Who will grow tall? Let me tell you. Go and read your Bible. Numbers 13 and 14. God said, these people have conspired against me. There are words. No, be careful. There are words you use there. When you hear God's opinion of them, he says, conspiracy against me. And you know what they said? It's simple. which we say every day. This country is finished, we are going to die. That's all they said. That's all they said. All they said to God is, this land is a terrible land. The grape is good. The fruits are good. Good things they there. But giants, they are there. Let me ask you a question. Were giants there?
Yes,
sir. Giants were there. But what was the conclusion? Say, we can't go in. God said, go in. He said, we cannot obey you. I said, go in. He said, we can't obey you. God said, this is a conspiracy against me. So everybody who participated in that conspiracy will die in this wilderness. It was a word he gave. Nobody could make him change his mind. Told Moses, everybody turn. You're not going anywhere again. Why not? I need 40 years for all of them to perish until every man of war is dead. Sometimes there are people that are just holding back progress for us because God wants to kill them first before he can release blessing. Look, spiritual discipline, you have to be careful. You can't come to church and pray, go home and talk nonsense. Prayers does not... Look, in Kingdom World Ministries, we have school of prayer every Tuesday. But we keep on emphasizing that we're not here to pray. We are here to start a habit of praying. We are here to make prayer our habit. We're not here to pray. That whatever we do here is just a habit we are trying to cultivate. So I teach series. How to bless your children. How to pray for people you love. How to this, how to that, how to this, how to that. There are so many how tos, because we want children and the people of God, the children of God, to learn the habit of prayer. Prayer is a habit. It's not just something you do. You know, Christians say they are fasting. In fact, they are very funny. While they are fasting, their mouth is talking nonsense. The kind of rubbish coming up from their mouth. Ah, this country, me, I'm just going to find a place to go. There's no hope for young people in this country again. Even the old people say they are dying. Everybody is finished. We say we have leaders. What kind of country is this? And they will talk and talk and talk. And that's it, they are fasting. If I were you, I would just go and buy 2 bottles of Gouda. Honestly, buy a lot of suya, eat, get drunk. That is better. That is nonsense that's coming out from the person who has not eaten, who claims he's fasting unto who. The man who's in his house drinking a whole carton of beer is doing more righteousness. Because after drinking the carton of beer, what happens? He will fall asleep. And he will do no evil. And he will speak no evil. It sounds funny. That man is doing more righteousness than the Christian who is fasting, but opening the mouth and speaking negative words against the things he or she claims to be believing God concerning, that good will come out of. Listen, prayer is when we open our mouths and give authority to what God wants to do. Everything in life has a word that God has spoken. No matter the situation you are in life, there is a word that God has spoken. Prayer is I take that word, put it on my mouth, and make it my own talk. Because what I'm doing is I'm giving authority, the one that God has given me, my own environment. Remember, the heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. We are the ones, so we have authority. So we take what God has spoken, we start using that one to talk. By faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that what we see will not come out of things that are visible right now. So what is going on in the country right now is not what is determining what tomorrow will be like. What is determining tomorrow is what we are saying, what we are believing God concerning. So when we want to talk concerning the country, say, country is good, good things are happening. Second, you see all the negative things, I'm amplifying the good because that's what I want to continue. That's what I want to come. As for the negative ones, I'm killing them with neglect. And let me tell you the truth. This country, with all the negative things you are seeing, I hope you know it's moving forward. Or it is moving forward. You know, I quoted yesterday, was it this morning or yesterday, that Nigeria is a giant of Africa, black Africa especially. That there's no country that even if you go to Kenya, their GDP is no more than that of Lagos. By the time we finish, Inka gave me the figures. GDP of Kenya 2015, was it 2015? It was 60 something billion dollars. That of Lagos was 80 or 90 billion. And that of Nigeria was 200 and something. So people will tell me the country is not going to, it is going, listen, it's going plenty places. It's going to plenty places. You focus on what you want to see. Prayer is that whatever you are believing God for, you check what he has spoken concerning it. You make that word that he has spoken. That's what is called the will of God. For example, you see injustice. And for information, there's injustice everywhere. Don't think it's only in Nigeria. It's everywhere. But you see injustice. God says, I saw that there was no justice and it displeased him. So you know the will of God that there is justice. So when you want to start praying, you start praying, you take the judiciary, law enforcement, you start declaring that justice will prevail there. Why? That's what God wants. That's what he wants. The first thing he wants, most important, is that everybody will come to the knowledge of the truth concerning the Lord Jesus. That's what the Bible calls the knowledge of the glory of Christ. We pray about it. You know, we are the major problem in Nigeria, the Christians. I hope you know that. Oh, now we. We are the ones that carry doctrines that is not found in the scripture and make it the law of God. We make the word of God of no effect by our traditions. Thank God for Daddy Freeze. Then we get up and start prophesying. I saw a prophet the other day. And a crossover service. He brought voter's card to church. Voter's card is good, amen? Yeah, I believe in voter's card. You know why? It's a civic duty. You must vote. Everybody must vote. God expects you and me to vote. Once in Enugu, NTA Enugu came to me. I don't know who sent them. But they came and said, please, we want you to help us beg Enugu people to go and collect their voter's card. Because most of the cards were still in INEC office. Election was like less than a month away. This was the last election, 2016 or so. They said, please now, tell them to come and collect their card. So they went around prominent people. Apparently, I'm an important person now. I did not know that until that day. So they came to film me to show people that voters' cards should be collected. Unfortunately, that I didn't have my card with me, but I had collected. So I told everybody, please, I've collected my own. It is a civic duty, all right, to vote. So it's right. But this man of God came to church with voter's card. So I want to talk to everybody in this country. With this voter's card, this Buhari man is not coming back. You see, that is not right. That's not right. We're going to remove the wicked head of state on the pulpit. Hiya, haba. Brethren, some things are not correct. Don't let flesh dictate how you react to things. If you are so pained, kneel down and say, Lord, I'm so pained, I'm not happy. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Leave it there. The church, we're every problem. The one that pains me is that we... people don't respect us again. Because you see our reaction. One came up the other day, another pastor. He said, shame on Tunde Bakare. Pastor Tunde Bakare, shame on you. And I looked at that small boy. I said, obviously, where you come from, there are no elders there. What did Tunde Bakare do? He said, Tunde Bakare used to mount protest against Jonathan. Why has he not mounted protest against the current head of state? So one of my classmates said that, you that's talking, what stops you from going to mount your own protest? I was ashamed. I felt like calling the man of God and I said, Pastor. If I won't call him Pastor, I'll say, oh boy. Yeah. I felt like calling him and I said, oh boy. You will remember that the first protest of Tunde Bakare in Save Nigerian Group was to have Jonathan installed in office. That was when he went to Abuja, him and some other people. And they said, what kind of thing is this? We have a president that is out. We have a vice president that is alive and well. He must be made the acting president. So what is your fight? He said, how can a Christian be fighting a Christian that that Bakare protested against another Christian. I said, when did Jonathan tell you he gave his life to Christ? You know, Christians, no, Nigerians, it would be very funny. When it comes to politics, everybody that has a name that looks like it was taken from the Bible is only a Christian. I hope you know that thing is a lie. Your name can be David Christ. It does not mean you're born again. I looked at them and said, hi, this country, our major problem is the Christians. Thank God, God is wise. So he shuts some people's voices down. He doesn't even hear what they are saying. Only Satan is paying attention to them. So, God said, where are the other people? Talk something. Like I tell you, I'm recruiting. God needs people that pray. And they pray genuinely. The Lord needs Christians that take his word and nothing else and form it into their prayer. The best way to pray, which is what the Bible actually calls praying in the spirit. Listen to me. When it says pray in the spirit, people say it means to pray in other tongues. That is one aspect. But actually what the Bible calls praying in the spirit is to forget your own desires, forget your own feeling, take God's word and place it upon your lips. That is what is called praying in the spirit. How do I know? Go and read Colossians chapter 3. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Cross over to the book of Ephesians and see the equivalent part. He said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. The book of Ephesians and the book of Colossians discuss the same things. Colossians wrote it to a particular church. In Ephesians, Paul wrote it to everybody. What he called be filled with the Spirit, to the Colossians, he calls it, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. What Paul said, which was closest to speaking in tongues as praying and spirit, was when he said, I will pray with my spirit, and I will pray with my understanding. When he says praying in the spirit, he meant take God's word alone. Place that word on your lips. Let the word form what you are saying. Take the word and make it what you pray. Have you gotten the point? Let that word be what you pray. Let it be what you utter to God. You want to pray for the ground like Nigeria? There are so many scriptures. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Simple scriptures. So Lord, you will spare this land. Because we are here. Because we dwell in this land. You will spare the land in the name of Jesus. We give you this country. We are the citizens. We open our mouth and say, reign in this country. Election is coming. It is not the time you start saying, voters card. Use your voters card to push this Buhari man out. That is talk that should not come from the mouth of a Christian. Not to talk about a preacher. What are you supposed to use to pray? It is simple now. Daniel taught us that one. The Almighty rules in the affairs of man. He gives the kingdoms over to whomsoever he wishes. He gives them over to whomsoever he wishes and sets upon them what? The lowliest, the least likely of men. He said, Lord, we agree with this word. And we say, rule in Nigeria. Rule in Nigeria. Rule in the name of Jesus. I hope you're getting my point here. Rule in the name of Jesus. That's praying in the spirit. You don't mention anybody's name. I hope you know God appoints presidents. That is, I heard a preacher say that God does not care who's president in Nigeria. It's whoever who you people choose. I told my brother, I said, you preach that one in church? I didn't say it like that, but I said, okay, what you have said is wrong. I told him straight up. I said, my brother, what you have said is wrong. He said, no, when you vote, when people come together to vote, listen, it is God that determines the outcome of every election. He has his reasons. Donald Trump, God picked him up and said, you'll be America's next president. When he won, even he too was surprised. He said, Lord, what do you want me to do? The Lord is good. That's what prayer is. Two things I've done today to emphasize to us that prayer is all the time. And number two, we are recruiting people to pray a heartfelt, continued prayer that avails much for a country like ours. And to pray it, we forget our pains, we forget our feelings, we don't let other people pollute us, we just pray in the Spirit. What is praying in the Spirit? We just take God's word alone and utter it. Please, I'm not saying that praying in other tongues is wrong, I didn't say that. I'm just addressing a particular point that when God says pray in the Spirit, it means forget your own feelings. Do you understand that? Let the word form what you pray. And they have to pray over your own life. Same thing. No? Sometimes people tell that you describe the kind of woman you want to marry. I hope you don't do such things anymore. If you are single. For those of you who have married, I'm not talking to you. But for those who are not married, don't describe to God the kind of woman you want to marry. If you say it, it is Philippians 4 kind of saying. That is, let your request be known unto God so that the peace of God that passes all understanding can throw away your rubbish request and bring the will of God into your life. Well, how do you pray? What did God say about it? Say, Lord, I thank you because you said it's not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper that is suited for him. Therefore, Lord, I ask of you, release what you have made that is best for me in the name of Jesus. Doesn't mean you don't have personal desires, but they are not important. Most of those desires are formed by stupid things. Stupid. No, I've never seen any of those desires that are formed by anything reasonable. Some men will say, I want to marry a tall woman. Why? Because I'm short, so our children can be average. You know, it's stupid. And you want to go and tell God that. No, there are things you can't say to God. God will say, if I slap you. Because if that's the problem, just tell me, Lord, this is what I want in that area. Not come and tell me that this is how I have plotted to solve my own problem. I'm telling you. You can imagine somebody like me. I'll say, Lord, you know I'm very dark. I want my wife to be very fair. So our children will be somewhere half in between. God goes and says, number one, how is that a problem to you? That's it. You know, there are things that when you are praying, God will just be looking at you like, this boy, you better wake up. These drugs that you are taking is not good for you. So some of those things will bring us desire. You know those days, when we were young, the impression he had is as a preacher, the wife would be a singer. I don't think that. I say, whoever came up with such funny things? So when you are going to minister like this, your wife will go forward and sing. Listen, all the people that have sung the last 2 days, none of them is my wife. Praise the Lord. And the ministry is still moving. My wife hardly travels with me to go and minister when I'm going to minister. Simple reason, we have children. Somebody has to stay at home. And God knows, sometimes God will say, hey, Banky, there will be no singing in your ministry. Do you understand that? And you wouldn't know ahead of time. If you come to Enugu, we don't sing. They just say opening prayer. Then they hand me the microphone. No, the microphone, I just pinned up my mic. Once they finish, they only opening prayer. Pastor Okemute does that most of the time. Or sometimes it's somebody like the tall reverend at the back. And sometimes my wife can be many people. When they finish praying, it's 10 to 15 minutes. They leave the pulpit, I stand, and I preach for the next 1.5 hours to 2 hours. Then we share the grace and we'll go home. Can you imagine if I had married my wife because she could sing? I would have killed her gift. Because I operate a ministry where people hardly sing. The only person that sings there now is one brother. I said, come with your guitar every time. Want him to be singing regularly. Sometimes we just have ideas that were generated by ourselves. So that's why you can't take them to God and put them as a prayer point. Pray in the Spirit. Just lift up the word. Are you getting my point? Listen, God has spoken something about every situation. Madam, for people like you, I have a verse of scripture for you. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 9. Once I see a pregnant woman, I remember the scripture. That's what you need to use to pray. You read it over your stomach three times a day. In the morning, in the afternoon, at night. Let me tell you what will happen. The day you go into labor, you will think that I should deliver in the next 5 hours or 6 hours or 7 hours. By the time they check you, they find out that you are halfway, you know, you're already 6 a.m. and you're just arriving. The doctor will tell you that, all right, you should be fully dilated in another 3 hours. And one nurse will just mistakenly check you in 1.5 hours. I say, is it not 10 a.m. I'm saying so? Up to second stage room. Before they say, push, the baby will walk up and say, I beg, madam, don't push me. Don't push me. You will have finished delivering before you realize that you did not feel one pain. Then I said, when is the pain going to start? Said, the baby has come on. Now what else do you want? That's how the word works. It's Isaiah chapter 66, verse 9. You read it in the morning, afternoon, at night. You wake up, memorize it. When you wake up at night, the word is talking to you. The word works. That's why we pray with God's word. Let's rise to our feet. I want us to pray, and I want us to close. Let's pray. Let's start with thanksgiving. Let's start with thanksgiving. Say, Father, we thank you. Say, Lord, we thank you for liberating truth. Lord, we thank you for liberating truth. Lord, we thank you for liberating truth. Now, let's say declaring God's word. First, we declare over our nation. Just declare the next election. People are already gearing towards it. Simple. Just say, Lord, you rule in the affairs of man. You read the affairs of the nations. You appoint the kings. You change times and seasons. Rule in the midst of Nigeria again in the name of Jesus. Let the counsel of the Almighty alone stand. That's how we pray.
Just speak the word of God concerning the nation. The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to a people. So say righteousness reigns in Nigeria. Righteousness is the nature of Nigeria. Say righteousness has its way in Nigeria. Say righteousness is the character of Nigeria. Speak the counsel of God. Just speak the word of God over this nation. Say righteousness is the nature of Nigeria. Say righteousness reigns in Nigeria. Righteousness rules in Nigeria. Say righteousness is the default state of Nigeria. Say Nigeria is righteous. Say righteousness reigns in the lives of our people. Righteousness is our character. Say we speak righteousness. We do righteously. Say righteousness is the definition of our relationships. Say in Nigeria we relate with each other in righteousness. Say our constitution is righteousness. Say we choose people into leadership by righteousness. Say righteousness works in our midst. In the name of Jesus, let's just declare the counsel of God. Speak the word of God concerning a nation. Say, Nigeria, you will hear the voice of God and you will do his will. In the name of Jesus. Say, the presence of God will reign in our midst. In the name of Jesus. Say, let there be light in Nigeria. Say, let there be light in this country. Say, Lord, let your light shine upon this nation. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, dwell in our midst. Say, Father, we invite your presence into our midst. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, tabernacle in our midst. Say, Nigeria, you shall be the tabernacle of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Say, truth will prevail in our midst. In the name of Jesus. Say, honesty is our nation in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Say, there is uprightness in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Say the character of Christ is our nature in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Say peace reigns in our midst. Say peace reigns in our midst. In the name of Jesus. Say the will of God is established in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Say the Lord is glorified in this country. Say Lord, indeed you are glorified in this country. In the name of Jesus. Let's speak the counsel of God. Say, thy will be done in Nigeria as it is written in heaven. In the name of Jesus, let's speak concerning this nation. Just speak the words of God. Speak the word of God as it comes to your heart concerning this nation. Say, thy will be done in Nigeria as it is written in heaven. In the name of Jesus, say, peace will reign in our midst. peace will reign in our land. In the name of Jesus. Say there is a free flow of the word of God. In Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Say the wisdom of God permeates our land. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our leaders and declare that the wisdom of God will guide them. Let's pray for our leaders. Let's say, Lord, take away wicked counsel from President Buhari. Take away wicked counsel from every leader in this nation. In the name of Jesus. Say, wicked counsel, go from this land. In the name of Jesus. We pray concerning our executive. We pray concerning our legislature. We pray concerning the judiciary. We say, righteousness will rule. In the name of Jesus. We say, wise counsel is in that place. In the name of Jesus. We say, wicked counsel is taken away. Wicked advisors are taken away. In the name of Jesus, let's speak concerning judiciary. Let's say, let there be light in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the light shines and the darkness could not comprehend it. Let's say, in the judiciary, let there be light. In the legislature, let there be light. In the executive, let there be light. In every state in Nigeria, let there be light. In every state in Nigeria, we declare the counsel of God, we say, let there be light in the name of Jesus. Let's ask God and say, Lord, we ask for wisdom. The Bible says we should ask for wisdom and God will give us. Say, in the administration of this Benue State, the Lord, we ask for wisdom in Jesus' name. In every state in Nigeria, Lord, let your wisdom, let it prevail. Let it enter the heart of the leadership in the name of Jesus. Let the kings rule with wisdom. Let the governor rule with wisdom. Let the deputy governors rule with wisdom. Let the advisors speak with wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let your wisdom permeate every nook and cranny of this nation. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray for peace and say, Lord, let your peace reign. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere where there's conflict, where there are killings, we say, Lord, let there be light and let your peace reign in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the thief comes not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Let's say we bind the spirit of the thief in this land. In the name of Jesus, let's say, Lord, look upon our nation with mercy. Say, Lord, look upon our nation with mercy. Lord, look upon our nation with mercy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, look upon Nigeria with mercy. In the name of Jesus. Call your state. Now mention your state. Say, Lord, look upon my state with mercy. Lord, look upon Benue State with mercy. Look upon Niger State with mercy. Lord, look upon Nasarawa State with mercy. Lord, look upon every nation in this land with mercy. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray that prosperity will enter our land. That businesses will prosper. That people, that workers will prosper. That prosperity will enter our nation. In Nigeria, Lord, we ask for prosperity. Let prosperity reign in this nation. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you concerning Nigeria. Lord, your will is done in Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Lord, your wisdom, it enters the leadership everywhere in this country. In the name of Jesus. Our governors receive wisdom in the name of Jesus. Our president and the presidency, they receive wisdom in the name of Jesus. At the local government level, wisdom permeates every sector in the name of Jesus. We say prosperity takes root in this land in the name of Jesus. Lord, purge our nation of iniquity in the name of Jesus. Lord, we confess our sins as a nation. Wickedness, unkindness, iniquity, sexual immorality, stealing, corruption. Father, we confess these as sins. Lord, cleanse us and heal our land in the name of Jesus. Father, show us mercy. Let mercy speak in this nation. In every nook and cranny of this nation, Lord, let your mercy speak. In the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver us from evil. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done in this country. In every part of this country, Lord, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray again that every voice that speaks over this land, that is a voice of evil, we silence them now in the name of Jesus. everywhere where they've raised altars to say that we should fight against ourselves, that to allow the reign of the devil, where even pastors are preaching and they are sending iniquity into the land through lies, through deceiving of the people, allowing the devil to have his way. We silence all those voices in the name of Jesus. We pray that the voice of righteousness, the voice of truth, the voice of the wisdom of God, that is the voice that will reign over this land in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say peace will reign in our land, that brothers will love brothers in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to thank God because he has heard us. Father, we thank you for our nation. Father, we thank you because your wisdom prevails in our land, because there is peace in our land. Father, we thank you because your presence reigns in our midst. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's begin to pray for ourselves. Commit yourself again. Now, I want you to pray for yourself. Bring yourself into the presence of God. Yield yourself to God. Let the will of God be done in your life. In the name of Jesus, let's commit ourselves to God. First of all, I want you to pray for yourself and say, Lord, let your will be done in my life. Father, as I walk, let me walk in your will. As I think, Lord, let me think your will. As I speak, Lord, I desire, Lord, and so let me speak your will. In the name of Jesus, let my living be your will, in your will. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord, that which you have spoken concerning me, let it come to pass. Say, Eternal Father, that which you have spoken concerning me, let it come to pass. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that which you have spoken concerning me, let it come to pass. In the name of Jesus, thy will be done in my life as it is written in heaven. As the books were written concerning me, so be it in my life. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord Jesus, have your way in my life. Let your wisdom fill my heart. Lord, I ask for divine direction that I may walk in a way that is pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, let your truth reign in my heart, Lord. Let me walk in righteousness and in truth at all times in the name of Jesus. Lord, speak your word to me. As I meditate on your word, let wisdom come forth. Let direction come forth. Lord, help me to live a life that is pleasing to you. Let my life be pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus, let your word add wisdom to my life. Let your word give me divine direction. Let your word put understanding in my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Say, Lord, cleanse me of iniquity. Lord, cleanse me of iniquity. Make me whole, that I may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you have called me, in the name of Jesus. Say, I choose righteousness. I reject iniquity. I choose righteousness. I reject iniquity. I choose righteousness. I reject iniquity. I choose your counsel, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, I have a heart that is understanding, in the name of Jesus. Say, I have understanding. I have wisdom. Say, the grace of God works for me, in the name of Jesus. Say, my health springs forth speedily, in the name of Jesus. Say, I have the power of Christ, it works in me, in the name of Jesus. Say, day by day, I become more and more like you, in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, day by day, I am becoming more and more like you, in the name of Jesus. Say, I am yielded to God. I hear the voice of Christ and I follow daily, in the name of Jesus. Say, your counsel comes to me from your word, in the name of Jesus. Say, I live a life that is upright, even before you, in the name of Jesus. Say, I walk your walk, Lord Jesus. I talk your talk, Lord Jesus. Say, your wisdom guides me day by day, moment by moment, in the name of Jesus. Say, everything I lay my hands upon, it prospers, in the name of Jesus. Say, my work prospers, in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm an example unto all men, in the name of Jesus. Say, my life sets men right, in the name of Jesus. Say, because of me, this nation is healed. Because of me, there's righteousness in this nation. Because of me, the place where I work is healed, in the name of Jesus. Say, everywhere I go, I carry the counsel of Christ. And that counsel is established where I work. That counsel of Christ is established in my home. That counsel of Christ is established in my family, in the name of Jesus. Say, when men see me, they see Christ, in the name of Jesus. Say, I prosper in my workplace. I'm an example unto men of what Christ is, in the name of Jesus. Say, the truth of God is in my mouth, at all times in the name of Jesus. Say, the wisdom of God is in my head. Say, I see clearly, I hear in the name of Jesus. Say, as I grow older, I get stronger in the name of Jesus. Say, I mount up with wings as eagles. I run, I do not grow weary. I walk and I do not faint in the name of Jesus. Say, the Lord is my strength indeed. Say, the Lord is my helper in the name of Jesus. Say, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my sustenance. The Lord is my provider. The Lord is my glory. Is the lifter up of my head in the name of Jesus. Say, I walk in righteousness and truth. Say, I'm healed of every disease. I'm delivered from the spirit of death. Say, indeed, I will not die, but I will live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. Say, the wisdom of God works in my life. The wisdom of God works in my life. Say, I'm healed of every disease. Say, the devil has no hold over me. Indeed, I'm a child of God. Say, the spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it dwells in me. It quickens my mortal body in the name of Jesus. Say, I will not die, but I will declare the glory of God in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. Say, everywhere I go, I claim my inheritance through Christ in the name of Jesus. Say, the lines are falling for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage in the name of Jesus. Say, I love the word of God. I pay attention to it. Say, day by day, I follow the Lord. I follow the Lord in the name of Jesus. Say, the word of God prospers within me. The word of God flourishes within me in the name of Jesus. Say, my children are healed in the name of Jesus. Say, my wife is healed in the name of Jesus. It is well with my family indeed in the name of Jesus. Say, in my school, I am the head, I'm not the tail in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm 10 times wiser than my teachers. Say, the wisdom of God prevails in my life. Therefore, I am recognized as a man of wisdom because Christ lives in me. Say, the wisdom of God directs me in every decision that I take in my life in the name of Jesus. Say, I have the wisdom of Christ. I have the wisdom of Christ. I have the wisdom of Christ. Therefore, I walk surely. I walk surely. I do not walk as a confused man. I walk surely. I am led by the Spirit of Christ. The angels of Christ, they surround me day by day in the name of Jesus. Say, indeed, no evil will befall me. No plague will come near my dwelling place in the name of Jesus. Say, I will not fear their fear. No evil will befall me in the name of Jesus. Say, 1,000 will fall by my side, 10,000 by my right. It will not come near me in the name of Jesus. Say, what is causing men to fail cannot cause me to fail. Say, I dwell in the heavenlies, even with Christ in the name of Jesus. Say, in all things, it is well with me. Let's lift up our voices and bless the Lord. Let's thank God. Let's thank God because our lives are transformed. Say, Father, I thank you because my life is transformed. Father, I thank you because I'm healed. Father, I thank you because I'm set free. I'm set at liberty. Say, Father, I thank you because prosperity is in me. Prosperity works through me. Say, Father, I thank you because the lines are falling for me in pleasant places. Be thou exalted, eternal Father. Thank you, mighty God. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Congratulate your neighbor. Say, congratulations. It is well with you indeed. Say, it is well with you indeed. Say, you are a big man. You are a big woman. Say, I see the hand of God upon your life. Say, I can see prosperity in you. Say, I can see that it is well with you. Say, I expect only good news concerning you. Say, I know now that the devil cannot catch you. Say, congratulations concerning our nation, Nigeria. Say, Nigeria is getting better. Say, watch it. This nation is getting better in the name of Jesus. Are we ready to share the grace? One, two, go. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our life. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of multiplication and dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Tell your neighbor, this is your season of in the name. Declare to another neighbor. In the name. tell another neighbor with confidence. Now proclaim it upon yourself. This is my season of multiplication in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Cheer up, brethren.